Well, hello out there, podcast world. Welcome to another episode of APM Powers, coming to you on this fabulous day. I am actually in the upstate of South Carolina. I hope it is a beautiful day wherever you are. Thanks again for tuning in with me. This episode is going to be sponsored by Tailored For You Travel. If you have any travel needs, please go on Facebook right now, like their page, and you can contact them to book any type of vacation or trip or anything that you're doing. Super excited about my brand new sponsors. If you are interested in becoming a sponsor of AP Powers or Angie P's Superwoman Show, please reach out to me. You can reach me via email, angela@coachwithpride.com. And I will definitely get you some of those fabulous low rates, affordable rates that I have. And you too can become a sponsor of AP Empowers podcast or Angie P's Superwoman show, radio show. Again, just coming to you guys. Of course, I come to try to inspire, uplift, and empower you guys. Just coming off of a great, fabulous vacation. I took about 7 days just for myself and did some wonderful things, saw 3 different cities, and just had a wonderful time. Took some, you know, time to just pour back into me so that I can come back and be 100% for you guys, because that's what it's all about. It's about knowing when you need that break and knowing when you are at your low point so that you need to be built back up. And that's what I encourage you guys to do as well. It is summertime, and you know, a lot of people are getting ready to take vacations and whatnot, but just make sure, you know, I'm actually in the process of doing a blog right now, and I'll give you guys a little snippet of it. I'm talking about, you know, some people come from vacation and they need a break from the vacation. And so that's what I'm going to be talking about in my upcoming blog, you know, how to deal with your vacations, how to plan accordingly, because it's all about planning. It's all about how you are strategically putting things together so that they effectively work for you and yours, right? So, but look for that blog coming soon. It actually should be coming out tomorrow. If not, it's at the latest next week. I'll have it out for you guys. And I want you, of course, to give me your feedback as always. I'm always receptive to your perspective, to what you want to hear and what you feel about some of the things that AP Empowers is saying to you guys. But anyway, so yeah, I had a fabulous vacation. I actually am out at my daughter's track and field practice. She's practicing today. And so I decided to take a stroll because I have been eating really, really well. And I got on a scale for the first time in a while and did not like that fancy little number that popped up. So AP's got to get back on the stick and do my exercise thing. And I always try to live a somewhat conscious, you know, lifestyle. But again, you know, on vacation, I let it go. I actually did work out on vacation. I went to the gym quite a few times and I did a lot of walking and things like that. But at the same time, when you're eating steak and potatoes and, you know, cheese dip and fully loaded this and fully loaded that, you just got to take that time to get your body back in shape. And I see some handles and some things popping out of places I don't want them popping out of, so I decided to take action today. So I went for a little stroll. I thought I was gonna do a walk, but it is approximately 97 degrees right here where I am in the upstate of South Carolina, so that little run turned into a nice little stroll. It was not a brisk stroll, but it was a nice little stroll. And trust me, I am drenched in sweat because after I got back to the track, I actually did some heels and some push-ups and some other things like that just to, you know, keep myself going. But I pushed myself very hard, and I would encourage you guys to do so as well. That's one thing that I can say that I'm pretty good about. I'm not really good about, you know, passing on the cookies and the cheesecake and things like that, but I will come out and I will exercise and I will push myself and do planks and squats and push-ups and whatever else there is to do for myself. So that's enough about that. But again, as I was on my little stroll, I just saw some beautiful things, and it's amazing. You know, well, it's always amazing to me, just, you know, the pictures that God paints, and, you know, his pictures in the sky and his beautiful flowers. I mean, things that we consider to be weeds, things that just come up on their own. You know, you don't have to necessarily get them from Home Depot. But I was passing by, and I can't help but take pictures of things like that. And so I took a couple of pictures, and they'll probably show up on a couple of blogs or Instagram posts or something like that. But I did a blog before talking about finding the beauty. You know, so many people are complaining and find it so easy to complain or so easy to get angry about different things. I mean, especially with what's going on in the world today, people walking into clubs and shooting 50 plus people. Babies getting eaten by alligators, kids falling into gorilla cages at the zoo. You know, there's so much out here for us to be negative about, but I challenge you guys. And today my post is really about finding the beauty. You need to really work hard and diligently to find the beauty in your life, because if you're not careful, you will be poisoned by the ugliness of this world and the ugliness that other people love to portray. And you know, you can call it their jobs, you can call it the media, you can call it whatever it is, but you will be poisoned by those toxins that are just ready to suck you up and consume you. So I challenge you guys to find the beauty, whether it's the beauty in what someone else is doing. I saw something on social media today about, if there's a shortage of kind people, you be that kind person. You know, we can always say, you know, people are mean or people are ugly, but do we go out of our way to try to be that beautiful person or that light for someone? You never know what someone else is going through. And that's just true. Like, you never know the day someone's had. You never know what they had to deal with at home. You never know whether they've had a meal to eat. You don't know, because we are so accustomed as a society of people of putting on a face, of pretending that everything is okay, and sometimes often smiling or just going by. And even if we're not doing that, then we're busy complaining and we're busy on our soapbox and we're busy venting. But it is not very hard. You don't have to do too much, you know, other than wake up in the morning to see some beauty. You know, when I wake up, I really know that God is continuing to allow me to walk in purpose. My purpose here on earth is another day for it to be filled. You know, I really love the scripture. This is another day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. And that's a challenge for some people. Some people wake up angry. Some people go to bed angry. But don't let that person be you. AP Empowers today is challenging you to find the beauty. What is beautiful around you? What is it? Because I know that there's got to be something. We can't just live our lives with complaints. We can't live our lives with just sadness. We've got to be able to look outside or look in our homes or look in the people that we deal with on a day-to-day basis and find something that's beautiful, something that can inspire us. Because, you know, as I was walking, so I saw the flowers, and I'm a biologist and I have a degree in biology, and my last credit actually in college was I did some plant taxonomy. I went out and I looked at endangered species of a various plant here in the upstate of South Carolina, and I counted them because they were in a certain area that was kind of a secluded area. And so I went out and I counted how many plants were present, and I had to do a report on it and so on and so forth. But I'm very familiar with plants, and I'm very familiar with some of the things that are really just natural plants and things that have been or horticultural type plants. So anyway, so I see this natural plant and I remember it from, you know, just me studying plant tax. And I said, God, you know, God is awesome. God is, look at this beauty that he created here. This is a wee. And so if you see the picture that I took, if you look at the background of the picture, it's like this wooded area. It's like weeds and grass growing all up. But out of that grass, out of those weeds, or all of it was really weeds, but out of that somewhat ugliness, I guess you could deem it, were these beautiful coral looking bulbs. And I thought to myself, you know, I've really got to get back to my people and encourage them to find the beauty. Find the beauty in their life. Find the beauty that, you know, God has presented to you today, and embrace it. You know, take a moment. And I stepped off the sidewalk and I actually took a picture, and I took a picture of another plant that was next to it. Another weed that was just as pretty. But a totally different plant. But I just took that moment to celebrate that beauty and to acknowledge God for who he is and say, you know, outside of whatever I may have been going through, because it's hot out here and it's easy to just be like, man, it is hot. I don't want to walk another step. I don't want to do anything else. But I just took that second to just reverence the Lord and say, hey, man, you know, this is awesome and this is beautiful. And to just acknowledge that for that second really made me feel good about it. Made me know that I am loved. If God loves us enough to show us that type of beauty, who are we not to embrace it? Because as I stated, there's enough negativity going around for everybody. So I challenge you again today to find the beauty. I'm not going to talk to you for a whole long stint of time, but I do know that with everything that's going on, you know, you do need some beauty in your life. And I hope that, you know, this podcast encourages you today and it allows you to find some beauty in your life. And again, if it's challenging, you know, you may need to talk to someone else. Talk to an encourager. Talk to someone who can speak life into you and not always death and not always negativity. You know, everybody gets upset and everybody has a bad day, but every day shouldn't be a bad day. You know, if you're still here above ground, because some people didn't wake up this morning, if you're still here, there's still purpose and there is still time for you to find the beauty. That's all I got for you guys today. This is AP of AP Empowers. I'm signing off. Special shout out again to Taylor For You Travel. Those are one of my latest sponsors. They are the sponsor of this segment. I want to shout them out. I want you to go over to their Facebook page right now and like their page. And if you have any travel needs, AP Empowers definitely would like for you to choose them for your needs. Thank y'all so much. Y'all have a blessed evening. Bye-bye.